Good evening, everyone. After a month-long hiatus, we once again resume our Shilos of the week. Each week we'll take a particular Shiloh, and over the course of the week we'll discuss different components of it, hopefully arriving at a conclusion at some point over the course of the week, at least by week's end. And the Shiloh that I want to discuss this week is a Shiloh that I've been receiving a lot, that is just a very common Shiloh in the week following Sukkos, which is a Shiloh as to how to properly dispose of one's Dalad Minim. We had Dalad Minim over the course of Sukkos. We took them every day as a mitzvah. And now that it's over, I've heard all sorts of things that we should do, all sorts of things that we shouldn't do. What is the halacha, and what are the, perhaps, minhagim, in addition to the halacha, as to what exactly one should or should not do with one's Dalad Minim in the aftermath of Sukkos? Now, the background to this are two simanim in Shulchan Aruch that describe what to do with different objects, different mitzvah-related objects, once we are finished with their usage. The first is Orachayim Tzimin Kuf Nun Dalad, and in Sif Hei of Orachayim Tzimin Kuf Nun Dalad, the Mechaber says as follows, Sefer Torah Shebala. If you have a Sefer Torah that's worn out, let's say you can't use it anymore, it's not going to be part of your regular rotation for Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, what do you do with such a Sefer Torah? Manichan Osa Bekli Cheres, you put it into an earthenware vessel, and the Mechaber says, Begonzin Osa. What do you do? You bury it. It's a halacha that we're very familiar with, the halacha of Shemus, that they require geniza. Now, perhaps people don't realize what comes after the words vigonzin oso. Maybe if you've ever actually done a burial of Shemus, you're perhaps familiar with this. The Mechaber says, vigonzin oso bekever talmud chacham. You bury it together with a talmud chacham. And the Mechaber says, apilu eino elo shona halachos lo shimish talmud chacham. It doesn't need to be the biggest talmud chacham ever. It doesn't need to be the Rashka Bahag, but it's supposed to be buried together with a talmud chacham. That is what you do with a sefer Torah that's worn out and is no longer going to be part of your rotation. You bury it. That is seif number one. The second relevant simon for us comes way earlier in Orachaim, in simon chaf aleph. And there the Mechaber is not talking about a sefer Torah, but he's talking about tzitzis. He says as follows. This is Orachaim simon chaf aleph seif aleph. Chutei tzitzis shen nifsiku. So let's say you had strings of a beged of tzitzis. They were used for the mitzvah of tzitzis, but now somehow they were detached. They fell off of the beged. Yachol lezorkon la'ashpa. You are actually allowed to throw them in the garbage, throw them in the trash. Neshehi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. It is a mitzvah that has no intrinsic kedusha or sanctity to it. Those are going to be important words for us. Aval kol zman she'im kivuim batalis, but as long as they're still attached to the talis, as long as they're still attached to the talis, he wants you to know, even though, technically speaking, it's not a davar shel kedusha, we'll talk about dvarim shel kedusha, nonetheless, if you have it attached to your tzitzis, don't start using it for some kind of other need. You need to tie a knot or to tie two things together. Don't use tzitzis that are still attached to your beged, that you're still using for a mitzvah, because that would be bizoy mitzvah. It would be disgraceful to the mitzvah. Comes the Mechaber and says, v'yesh omrin. And there are those who say, "De'af le'achar shenifsiku." Even after those strings have been detached, "Ein linhog bahem minhag bizayon." You should still not treat them in any kind of disgraceful manner. You should still treat them with respect. Lezorkon b'makom meguna, to just throw them in a place that's disgusting, like a trash heap. Ela she'enon tzrichen geniza, but they just don't require geniza the same way a sefer Torah was. You don't need to bury them. And he adds at the end, "V'yesh medaktikin legonzon v'amachmir tavolav bracha." There are some people who are machmir to even bury those, and that's a wonderful chumrah. Whoever does it should receive brachos. So what we have here are different categories that are clearly emerging from the Mechaber, with differences in psak between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as to what exactly you should do with them. And broadly speaking, we have three categories that we'll outline now and that we'll continue to discuss over the course of the week. The highest category is what we call dvarim shebikdusha, or the way the Mechaber would put it, a mitzvah sheyesh begufa kedusha. When there is intrinsic sanctity, and kedusha I don't mean in the generic sense that we tend to use the term. We tend to use the term kedusha as attached to any mitzvah. Here I mean specific halachic kedusha, attached to what we would call the cheftza shel mitzvah, the mitzvah item itself. And that's something that we most ordinarily associate with safra stam. A sefer Torah, a tefillin, mezuzas, things like that are what we would call dvarim sheyesh behem kedusha, or things that are used for them are what we would call tashmishei kedusha, and that is the highest level that ordinarily would require geniza, as we were seeing in Orachayim Simin Kuf Nun Dalet. A level below that is what we would call tashmishei mitzvah, things that are used for a mitzvah, but mitzvah she'ein bahem kedusha, that don't have the same stature as safros and things like that, and that would include tzitzis. Presumably, as we'll see as the week goes on, as the Mishnah Berurah already points out, that would include Dalad Minim as well, so that's going to be the most important category for us to define in terms of what exactly to do it. Now, there is a do with it. There's a third category as well that fits in below Tashmish and Mitzvah, which are other items that tend to be used for good things that aren't necessarily, strictly speaking, mitzvos in the straight and narrow sense. Perhaps the best example of this would be a yarmulke. So according to the Starkei, they have an article online, they hold that a yarmulke is something that you could actually throw into the garbage. Now, I would tell you that I probably wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. I would probably put it into some kind of plastic wrapping before doing so. But technically speaking, that doesn't even reach the level of Tashmishei Mitzvah, because it's just, we know it's a Hanhaga Tova. There's a celebrated Taz that says that Bizman Azeh, nowadays, wearing a yarmulke is a mitzvah mida oraisa because of Lo Telchu B'chukas Hagoyim. Because not wearing it, it's such a distinctive matter of Jewish dress that to not wear one would be tantamount to following Chukos Hagoyim, it would be Chukas Akum, and therefore would be Asur mida oraisa. But we know that on a strictly speaking, it's a good thing to wear a yarmulke, but it's not elevated to the level of mitzvah. When I was teaching in North Shore, I remember one morning, it was after Shacharis, I was speaking to some of the other Rebbeim, and one of my Talmidim, who I was very close with, he was wearing one of those old school leather yarmulkes, and it had a slight tear in it. So he came over to me and he says, Rabbi, he had a good sense of humor too. He said, Rabbi, is this still kosher? He hands me the yarmulke. So I take off my glasses, I hold up the yarmulke to the light, examining the tear, and I said, yes, I think it's still kosher. And I explained to him after when all the other Rebbeim were laughing, I explained to him that when it comes to a yarmulke, the tear is not going to render it not kosher. Again, there are no halachos governing what a kosher yarmulke is or not. If it were a baget of tzitzis, then we would have to carefully examine where the tear is and how long it is, etc. But technically speaking, a yarmulke is not a chefza shel mitzvah in that regard, so it wouldn't be elevated to that level. So that lowest level, technically speaking, you could throw in the garbage. Would I be comfortable doing so? Probably not, but you would be allowed to. What do we do with those higher tiers, Tashmishei Mitzvah, and the highest tier of Tashmishei Kedusha? So that's what we will have to, Be'ez Hashem, define over the course of the week in pursuing our answer to what one should or should not do with one's Dalad Minim in the aftermath of Sukkot.